bulbs are already in the grocery store, but it is too early to plant the bulbs yet. However, it is a good time to buy the bulbs so you get your largest selection, and they are in the best condition. So if you waited till maybe early October, which is when you would normally plant their bulbs in the flower gardens, there may not be much of a selection remaining in the stores. So first, get the bulbs now. Get the, you know, the colors of tulips and daffodils and crocus and other assorted bulbs that are available that you want to plant. Store them in paper bags in a cool, dark place. Cool being 40s and 50s. Cool garage is fine. And then start thinking, looking at, preparing the soil for those bulbs. Look around the flower, if they're going into flower beds. Clean up, start cutting back the foliage of the perennials or whatever, or annuals, whatever are in those beds. And then look at, well, how many do I have space for? If I'm, you know, if I dig a hole that's a foot across and 6 or 8 inches deep, I can get a dozen to 15 bulbs in a hole that size. How many of those can we do? Or can you do a winding trench through the flower bed, or maybe all along the front edge of the flower bed where bulbs are going to go? And you can figure on planting tulips and daffodils 3 to 6 inches apart, 6 to 8 inches deep. And that can then give you an idea how many do you need, 100 or 200. And do, you know, rather than planting one here, one there, one here, one there, do larger patches of, so you get a big show of color. And potentially in the spring, folks can cut the flowers, bring them indoors, of course. But again, do and think about combinations, what colors. Also look at timing. There are usually early, mid, and late season, at least in tulips. And if you do work on your timing with the other small bulbs, usually the blue scilla and the crocus, which are earlier, snowdrops are very early to bloom. And then the tulips and then the daffodils usually follow along with early tulips and then through mid and late season tulips into, well, as late as early June for a show of spring bulbs. And then by that time, we've got some of our spring and early summer perennials coming along, growing vigorously, that can then, we hope, hide the dying foliage of the earlier bulbs.
So space them out so you don't have one big pop, one big burst at the start of spring, and then everything pretty much kind of fades away for the rest of the summer.
Exactly. That's the challenge we have. You know, we do, there are lots of plants that can bloom at different times through the whole summer. I mean, we still got stuff flowering in the garden. Lilies right now are just going great guns in the garden. So if we are careful in our planning and remembering that we can plant stuff on top of bulbs, we can plant annuals on top of or among the, say, among the tulips or daffodils, that then the annuals can hide the dying bulb foliage, too, because we kind of want to leave that stuff on. We usually talk about that in the spring as a time you have to clip back the tulips or the daffodil leaves. But, again, we can plan for that, get our big variety, our colors of, you know, six weeks of spring bulbs, which is terrific, and then that, like I said, transitions us into all those spring and summer perennials, primroses and all the other assorted good stuff.
When we go to the store and go to the garden shop and pick out these bulbs, or we pick them up from the service organization in town that may distribute them as a fundraiser, what are some of the things that we should be looking for as far as the condition of the bulbs? Are there things that we should be looking for in the bulbs themselves, or things that we should kind of avoid when we purchase them?
Yes. So very often we get, you know, some bulbs come in, you know, in packages, little net bags. So you can at least feel the bulbs. You can look at them. They should be firm. Since they're just now coming into the local retailers and such, you know, you're looking for firmness. You're looking for size. I mean, bigger is better in bulbs. You'll get more of a show. And there's a variety of sizes may be available to you. And again, that is also varies with the type of bulbs, of course. Bigger daffodil bulbs will tend to have more flowers. You'll have two or three flowers as opposed to just a single one from small daffodil bulbs. With tulips, there are multi-flowering versus single flowering. But look at the key is if the skins, very often the skins on tulips come off, that's not necessarily a bad thing. They should be nice and white underneath the skin and firm. You don't want to have moldy bulbs, although that's common. Not necessarily a reason to reject them, depending if they've been stored cool and a little too moist. They may get some mold. They can still be planted. But you don't want them to be soft and mushy. And that's very important. Again, if we get them early and we store them in a cool, that cool spot in, you know, usually we don't want to store them in plastic bags either. Because again, they are alive and there's moisture there. So then in plastic bags, you're more likely to get some mold growing. But as long as the bulbs are still firm, usually you can still plant them. So that is very important. And unfortunately, in some of the stores, it may be 70 degrees in the store, which isn't good for the bulbs, and that's why we want to get out of there and keep them cool.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add or throw in about bulbs?
Well, get the bulb, either bulb fertilizer or a good organic fertilizer, which is going to go into the bottom of the holes. You dig your hole, work some fertilizer in the bottom, and then a little bit of soil on top before you plant bulbs. Pointy end up is good to remember. And get lots of bulbs in. Potentially, if you've got just bulbs, say, in a big bed for cutting in the spring, you can even cover that whole bed with clear plastic. And then they're going to be warmer and drier. Their roots are growing. Once the cool, moist conditions in the soil will stimulate roots, and they will be ready to grow. Hopefully, we have cool conditions and snow cover during the winter, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Ed, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Very good, Matt.